Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, good to have you guys with us. So we just got done with the Pro Football Focus, top 25, under 25. Five Lions there, which is awesome. The question is, are you aggrieved because there's not a sixth? Jameson Williams didn't make the list. Now, let's just be very careful with one thing. If you don't make the list of being the top 25, under 25, it doesn't mean you're not a really good football player. But it does bring something to the forefront. Penei Sewell got his money. Kirby Joseph got his money. Now, I never argued with one of them. You pay Sewell whatever he wants.
Yep.
I would make Sewell the highest paid tackle in football in perpetuity. Anytime someone gets a raise,
so Nick Saban contract.
Yep. One penny more. Because Penei Sewell, I don't think I'll be wrong on this. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is one of those. You drafted him, he's going to be a Lion for life unless he gets a catastrophic injury. He's yours.
Look at that. You already killed Norm from Cheers earlier. Now you just killed Penei Sewell. Unbelievable. You made a Norm from Cheers joke 2 hours ago. Yeah. The guy's dead now.
Well, that was you, Thanos. Snap.
How dare you, Rico?
He was doing the Thanos snap, not me.
I didn't do it to Norm from Cheers.
Hey, it's arbitrary.
The point is, you paid Kirby, and I'll always question that. I don't like paying guys who have one elite season. But what about the others? When you look at the five guys that are on this list and the one who's not, so you have Sewell, you have Kirby. Now, you've paid them both. Mm-hmm. That leaves Jameer, Laporta, Branch, and I'll add Jamo. Of the four guys you haven't signed yet, if you only get to keep one, who is it?
That's Branch.
No hesitation from Rico.
I would have took Branch over Kirby. Branch is more versatile. Branch just brings it. I mean, yeah, he could play corner. He could play, you know, the nickel corner. He could play regular corner. He could play safety.
Okay, but again, more money in your secondary?
No. I'm saying I would have paid him over Kirby.
No, that's not the question.
No, because the running back, Mike, as we know, it's a limited position unless you're Derrick Henry and somehow you just get stronger.
You're not paying Gibbs.
So, no, if I'm not going to do that, then it would be Laporta because I think Laporta is going to be an elite tight end.
You're not paying Jamo.
No.
So is it unfair then to now connect dots? The multiple third-round picks you traded to take Tesla and the fact Brad Holmes says he's his favorite receiver in the draft, is this it? I mean, is the writing on the wall for Jamo that, look, you could trigger the fifth-year option, but it's just a question. Have they already replaced Jamo and we're just not paying attention? And look, I think Jamo's going to have a really good year. But I'm not running to pay everyone all the time.
Interesting.
Because
I remember they kind of, I hearken back
to
when they extended Goff and we didn't understand why. It's because that was going to be their guy the whole time. We all thought, oh, you know what, the second his contract is up, he's off the books, you're going to move on.
Think about this.
And they quietly did that, and no one paid attention.
Amon-Ra will always lead this team in targets. True or false?
True.
Sam Laporta will probably come in second in targets. True or false?
True.
Okay. The running back position will play a role in target share erosion. True or false?
True.
Okay. So at best, J-Mo could be third or fourth in targets. Well, am I going to pay him on a fifth-year option at $20 million or a deal that could pay him $30 a year? Or am I going to pay a rookie third-round pick who apparently is the hottest thing since socks on a rooster?
You need somebody fast who can make explosive plays. So, yeah, you're going to – if you have to cut budget somewhere, that's it. I just got to keep drafting somebody every 3 years who's fast, can do an end-around.
So then J-Mo's not a part of the core of this team?
No. I don't think so.
But when you look at it this way, and I'll throw the number up. Guys, you tell me is what do you do with J-Mo? When I read the top 25 list, I know most of you would say you're paying Gibbs. Most of you are going to say you're paying Laporta. Most of you are going to say you're paying. In your world, you'd pay everyone. Well, that's not how this works. So here's what we'll do. Keep two, get rid of two. Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, J-Mo. You can keep two. You got to let two go. Who is it?
It's Branch and Laporta for me. I know you're going to invest a lot in the secondary, but until you go out and really do something with your pass rush, the secondary is going to get worked every game. So they're going to earn their money. Laporta, I think, is that next tier of the next tight end. He's going to be the guy that replaces the Kittle and the Kelseys. It's going to be him. So you want to keep him on your team. You don't want to see him move on to another team. You drafted him. You found him. You cultivate him. You pay him. Running back, man, running back and receiver, you can find another one. David, you know how I feel about wide receivers. So I'm not a big fan of paying a wide receiver unless you are Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go a little different here because I was leaning in your direction, Rico, but I would keep Gibbs and Branch. What Gibbs does in this offense is elite. It's electric. And I would keep that in this offense.
What if I said we don't know if the offense stays the same?
Now, that's I knew somebody was going to say that to me. That's fair. That's fair. And we have time to make a decision on Gibbs, but that's fair to see what he does this season in the offense under John Morton. But Branch, oh, that's a no-brainer you keep him. He does everything. You're right, Rico. Slot. He could play the outside corner if they needed him to. Dave, safety in the box for the run.
I think in a pinch, you could put him as an outside linebacker.
I agree.
If somebody went down and you were desperate, he could play the position and it wouldn't be a drop-off. Like, he's that utility tool that you definitely need on your defense. Jameer, I like Jameer, but yeah, the running back shelf life is not long. And the Lions have shown me with that offensive line, you could put people back there and they will do well.
248-539-9797. J-Mo didn't make the list. Do you have a problem with that? And this is an open conversation. I'm not there's no right or wrong answers in these. But when you start to look at all the players you have under 25, you physically will not be able to keep them all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did PFF kind of open your eyes to something that, look, we like J-Mo, but he ain't more important than these guys? And you just drafted what could be his replacement.
No, that makes a lot more sense with the Tesla. Like, oh, okay. If that's
Elite Raz,
if that's your now it makes sense because I'm like,
I know
it seemed like a reach. Like, did you really love him that much to be the fifth, sixth option on a team? You still got Patrick. You still got so many different options. Like, I don't even see him cracking the lineup. Like, who do you sit down in order to play him? That's an interesting plot twist, Mike. That maybe they're looking ahead and they're playing a little bit of chess.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text coming in early. What's the initial response to that?
From Tom and Warren, Gibbs and Branch. From another text, he says, we don't pay running back, so I'm paying LaPorta and Branch. Another one, I'm paying J-Mo and Branch.
So how about this? Branch seems to be the consensus.
Yes.
So who's the other between Gibbs, LaPorta, J-Mo? And you better be real careful because here's your other problem. They're all offense. And your quarterback needs a hell of a lot of help. That's not a shot, but he's got to be insulated. He is not Josh Allen.
Someone does answer, said, I might consider keeping Gibbs over LaPorta, but I'm curious what the AAV would be. Now he's doing GM.
What, for Gibbs?
Yeah, for Gibbs.
I think by the time you pay Jahmyr Gibbs, you're north of $20 million a year for a running back.
Really?
Cap's going up. Barkley and CMC are making 17. And inflation and other backs, you know, are going to sign.
I forgot about Barkley and CMC because I'm thinking like,
well, Derrick Henry just got 15 per, and he's old as dirt. If I'm repping Gibbs, it's 4 at 80. With about 50 of it guaranteed, or I take my services to the market. I'm not paying it, but you know, everybody here will pay.
Yeah, no thank you on that. Dead honest, I'm not paying a running back, a wide receiver two, or a second safety near the top of their market. I'm not paying J-Mo, Branch, or Gibbs. I will pay LaPorta. So he's only picking one. Wow. Branch and J-Mo, you can get a LaPorta in the draft. J-Mo has a special set of skills that you can't coach. It's a no-brainer for me. I keep Gibbs and Branch. That is from Rick C. What happened to the salary cap isn't real, but I still would keep just J-Mo.
No, the salary cap isn't real, guys, but at a point, I mean, it's a rubber band.
You got to pick your poison. Okay, some people you're going to have to let go. Some people you could pay a ridiculous amount of money to.
Do you view Jameson Williams as a part of the core of this football team? Yes or no? And I don't care if it's ticket text only. I don't care if we get 100 phone calls. That's the question. Because when you look at this, think about all the guys that aren't top 25, under 25. Well, they're certainly a part of the core. I mean, Jared Goff already got his money. Amon-Ra got his money. Aleem McNeil got his money. Aiden Hutchinson ain't on the damn list, but he's a part of your core. Look, the core isn't endless. Is it dawning on you that maybe J-Mo is simply a toy? Because I view J-Mo and Gibbs as the same thing. I'm going to use all the toothpaste in the tube, and respectfully, I'm going to throw them right back in the water. I'm going to whatever you do with a fish when you know, like catch people catch release. A little lake perch. You here, go. Yeah,
catch and release.
Just swim free, little friend.
Yeah.
I'm just not signing either guy.
I'm with you.
But I pay LaPorta, because you can have a 12, 13-year Hall of Fame career at tight end, and I'm with Rico in this regard. Defensive playmakers, heat-seeking missiles, like defensive coordinators, you need dudes. You're going to have some filler on that defense, but you need five or six dudes. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch is a dude. Yeah. Offensively, in my mind, they've already drafted J-Mo's replacement. And David,
We don't pay running backs.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Branch was going to be something from that first game against Kansas City. I was like, yeah, this guy, steal of the draft. And I still will say he was the steal of that draft.
248-539-9797. We'll get your calls coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.